The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Nerd Clan. Oh, man. I'm still in traffic. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Right now we're talking Chapter 2 of Voyager, The Hunt Begins. And this is a famous style of Diana to write a beginning chapter and then get another chapter that is... There you go. In traffic, ladies and gents. You can hear all the horns.
Wear a mask if I want
to... Write a big chapter, get you started into the story, but then come back with another small, little teeny tiny chapter that just sets the stage for other characters. And that's exactly what this chapter is. And it's good. It gets it. If you didn't get the idea of what happened at Culloden from the previous books or the previous chapter, it lays it out plainly for you. It lays it out plainly, like, this is what happened. This was how they lost. And this is how they were left. They were a disaster after the Duke of Cumberland showed up and put an end to the whole mess. So we have the mystery that needs to be solved for Claire. Did Jaime die or not at the Battle of Culloden? Because as she is eager to point out, it is now 200 years later. No matter what they do, Jaime is still dead. It doesn't matter if he died in Culloden. It doesn't matter if he died 20 years later. He is dead, no matter what. But I like that it's Roger who is the one that suggests to himself that Claire's already gone back twice, which, through time, either to Scotland or back to the present time of 1968. Perhaps there's a chance that she can do it again. And he is doing this not because the book tells him to, but because his research is what he loves. But more importantly, he's doing it for the Fraser women. For Jamie's women. I like how he called them that, both Brianna and Claire. Because that's what they are. They're Jamie's women. And it's a great acknowledgement from Roger. That not only is do these people belong to, well, not belong, but they are part of Jamie's life. They need to know what happened to him for the sake of closure, for the sake of love. And for Brianna, especially, this may be the only thing she knows about her dad. How he died, if he died, when he died. There's a sort of closure to that. There's a sort of empowerment to that. Knowing that, knowing where he may or may not have died. Knowing the life that he may or may not have lived.